This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Bosa, and look, I'm probably one of the bigger Nick Bosa fans out there and have been for a long time.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you pay a guy $125 million and you're the highest defensive paid player in the NFL in terms of guaranteed money, I'm not asking you to be someone you're not, right? Fred Warner is just a different person in terms of his wiring and his leadership than Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa is going to be more lead by example guy. But there are seminal moments for a team in a season, in a career, where I do want a guy who's maybe a little more soft-spoken to speak up and be a leader. And Nick Bosa said something yesterday that it really like bugged me. Well, as much as the play on the field has bugged me the last 2 years, as much as the throwing of Steve Wilks under the bus last year bugged me, this one was like, come on, man, you're one of the leaders on this team. And I think you actually saying something at this moment in time
will show true
leadership.
Well, let's bring it back to Thursday night, because Devondre Campbell, which is the hypocrisy in what he said yesterday, is alarming, because Thursday night, this is what Bosa said about Campbell.
I didn't know till now, but until I know more about the situation, I'm not going to talk about it.
So he didn't want to talk about it Thursday, didn't know much about the situation. So then he was asked about the situation yesterday, as you just alluded to, Shasky, and here's what Bosa had to say.
I actually did. In the locker room before the game, I heard some complaining. I was going to say something, didn't, because I didn't want to create more of a distraction, but kind of felt it. I kind of saw the foreshadowing, and I definitely didn't think it was going to result in that. Didn't know it happened during the game, but...
Do you regret not saying anything now?
Not really. No. If he was going to do that, then he's not the type of guy to be here, so...
So there's a couple things here. One, Thursday you wouldn't talk about it. You said you didn't know much about the situation. Yesterday you allude to, I heard him complaining before the game as he was getting dressed up, and I thought to say something, and I didn't. You're one of the six captains on this football team. You have the C on your chest. You've been here since 2019, all right? 2019. And the fact that you saw him complaining and other guys complaining about roles, your job as a captain and as a leader, Fred Warner would have heard it. Hey, lock in, guys. Let's go. It's a big game. Our season's on the line. Let's go. Let's go. The fact that you decided, I'm not going to really say anything. I'm just going to let these guys complain about their roles. That's not leadership to me. That's worried about yourself and doing your own deal. So I've had complaints about Nick Bosa before, you know, the way he threw Steve Wilkes under the bus last season, which the head coach, as JC in Sacramento once told us, he kind of allowed it to happen. And I thought it was, I was probably the only host at the station irate over that, about Bosa throwing the defensive coordinator, because Fred Warner kind of said some things too. And I was like, really? We're going to do this to Steve Wilkes? He ain't the problem. And we found out he wasn't the problem. But Bosa saying what he said yesterday, I mean, this is just who he is.
Yeah, but this
we're going to learn that this is who he is.
Okay. This is unbecoming of a 49er leader. And I'm just being real. Like, if Ronnie Lott heard that in the locker room,
he would have checked him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, give me a break. Could you imagine doing this to Ken Norton, Bryant Young, Patrick Willis? Like, I'm just trying to think, like, Dante Whitner? You think Dante Whitner, who talks on air all the time on television and whatnot, like, and he was a Niner for a short period of time. He wasn't a lifer, but I consider him a guy who held the Niners to a certain standard. Like, to me, this is very simple. Come on, man. You know, do you just work here, or are you one of the foundational pieces?
No, he just works here.
Well, that's unbecoming of a guy getting paid the amount of money that he's getting paid. And we could argue
about... Are you really surprised?
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Why are you surprised?
Because when I give you I don't expect you day one to walk in, and not everyone's wired that way, B. Some guys are just kind of like, I go about my business. Like Steph Curry, for example. I don't think he's a rah-rah, like rally the troops. I actually think he's more understated than anything. But he shows his leadership in various forms. And I do believe as he's gotten older and as he's matured and as he's created more status in the league, he's found his appropriate voice, right? Not everyone can be a leader. Nick, I gave you you bent this team over for the extra 10, 20 million bucks, whatever it was.
Sure
you waited till the last second to come in. You came in, you made excuses on why you weren't prepared. And like, yeah, the team finished and started off really well, but you were complaining about it all year last year.
All year long. He made excuses. Yeah, I've been experimenting. You know, missing training camp really hurt. His mom came on the station and told Willard and Dibbs, oh, he's ready to roll. He's ready to roll.
And when I watch his contemporaries, like I think about like
TJ Watt.
About TJ Watt and Miles Garrett. Like, the situations those guys have been in. Have you ever heard anything like this?
No, absolutely
okay?
not.
And then I think of a guy like Aaron Donald, who you want to be in the breadth of an Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, first ballot Hall of Famer, one of the great defensive linemen. Like Nick, like I couldn't even think of him having these types of conversations in the locker room. This is, I'm being real. Like, and it really bugs me because when you are given that kind of money, yes, there are seminal moments where I do expect you to say something. Because the guy who cries wolf every single week, maybe it doesn't hit as hard as you talking once every 12 or 13 weeks in the locker room. If you're a quiet guy, it does resonate. It does. And it ticks me off. That's the attitude of a guy. I just work here, man. That's what it feels like
exactly,
to me.
Exactly. That's Bosa for you.
It really ticked me off when I heard that. That's Bosa for you.
Let's go to Jaime in San Carlos. Jaime, real quick. We're going to get to a couple calls before Baldy here and squeeze you guys in. Jaime, what's up, man? Good morning.
Season on the line, B.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
All right, so a few things. You guys are talking about, you know, the Niners and all this. You think the old regime, the old owner, would let this happen? Eddie D would have Kyle Shanahan on the hot seat in a heartbeat. He like almost fired Bill Walsh three times. Okay, and then the second thing, Brock Purdy. If you guys are gonna pay, if we as a team are gonna pay then 55 to 60 million, we are in trouble. If I'm the Niners, I go to the Bengals and say, hey, Burrow is out there. How about three number one picks and Purdy?
I'll never trade. Burrow's their guy, dude. He's from the state of Ohio. They're never trading.
When does that crack come into play?
You could offer them 25 first round picks, and I don't think they're trading.
That's not trading Burrow. Yeah. Rich in Washington, D.C. Rich, what's up?
Hey, this is Rich Brevy in Washington, D.C. I was born and raised in Richmond, California. I'm a 49er fan for life. Quickly, I wanted to touch on the Brock Purdy situation. Everybody has this knee-jerk reaction. He did just have one of the worst starts of his career. But I just had to go look at the whole career. The 2 years that he's been here, he's 20, he's young, he has 8,000 yards, he has 59 touchdowns, 24 picks, and a 105.9 quarterback rating. You take Brock Purdy's name off of that. I mean, the going rate for quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence has got 50-something million, dude. You know what I'm saying? Trevor Lawrence is nowhere near the quarterback.
I feel but that's bad money. Right? Would you agree to me, like, the minute that deal was signed, I'm not saying that I wouldn't pay Brock.
But we'll see if it's bad money. We'll see. No, it's 1 year money. Into the deal.
It is.
One year
into As of right now, given what he's accomplished, it's bad money.
I get what Jacksonville's doing. No, they don't. A lot of free agent quarterbacks are just not going to go to Jacksonville. Anyway, real quick, let's go to R.J. Fairfield. Then we'll get to Jim Satterfield before ball game. What up, R.J.?
You cannot win with Brock Purdy, man. Kyle Shanahan's play calling plays to Purdy's strength. And that's why Jerry Rice said everything is – yesterday he said everything is congested because Brock Purdy cannot spread the ball. That's why everybody wants Sam Darnold, because we can have an actual offense where we can spread out and receivers can do their thing.
RJ, they are 28-12 in games that Brock Purdy has started, including the playoffs and Super Bowl.
Merry Christmas,
Chassie.
I gotta go.
hey, RJ, how that Sacramento
can't
game?
Win with them.
How that Sacramento game end up last night?
12.
Hey, RJ, how does Sacramento end up last night against the Denver Nuggets? Real quick, Jim and Sarah Fell. Draper. Oh, I was texting with him yesterday. The Kings lost the game. They had a 6-point lead with like.
I'm in no position.
They had like an 8-point lead with like 2 minutes left, and they blew it.
The season ends today. They're out of the offs.
Hey, the Sacramento Kings gave up 21 points in the last 4 minutes of that game.
I think there's like two games separating the fifth seed and the 12th seed right now in the West.
They can't win with them. They're 28-12. Well, Merry Christmas.
Well, I mean, you know, it's what happens.
28-12 when games he started, including against the best teams in the league in the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
All right, I've been preaching that. And for some reason, Jim and Sarah Fell, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I love everything about Brock Purdy. The one thing that is a complete deal breaker for me is his lack of arm strength. If you notice, he's got no deep threat. Every time we go deep, he underthrows his receivers. You guys notice that? No one's talking about
this year. No, we've
talked about it a lot.
This year he's done it way more, and that's why
the Kansas City game when he underthrew Jacob Cowing and Brock and George Kittle on the two deep routes, it resulted in the field goals instead of touchdowns. So.